You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Ve'im ha'isa shava pruta b'shas aveda b'shas mitziah yam kain. But what, let's say it follows both criteria, that it is a shava pruta b'shas aveda b'shas mitziah, but in the interim it devalued and then it regained its value. Who pluked it? That's a machlokas over the Tanoim. V'alocha ketana kama d'chayv l'tapa l'haksir. V'dinim el mevorim b'shulchan aruch. They're all gzeres because of gamkein. Simin rei samach beis sif aleph.
And how do you determine that? How do you know what's the value in between? Talking about the... Find
let's say it's a certain given commodity that you know has a going rate, let's say. And you know the going rate at a certain point, you know, what? Yeah, a few days ago was high. And it was, and in the, you know, there's something that fluctuates. Let's say the assumption is there is a commodity or something that you know the shahr is going up and down. So it's interesting. You need a shava pruta both b'shas aveda and shas mitziah, correct? The only question is v'maisa shava pruta b'shas aveda u'b'shas mitziah. Gam kain u'ben asayim huzlo hu pluta v'alocha ketana kama d'chayv l'chat b'lahachzir. V'dinim el mevorim b'shulchan aruch gam kain b'simin rei samach bez sif aleph. V'harambam kam b'perek yed aleph halacha gimel sosa ma'id. The Rambam does not clarify anything. The Rambam makes a blanket statement. V'kos of aveda she'ein bar shava pruta eino chayev l'tapel. So why doesn't the Rambam qualify? He just says ein bar shava pruta eino chayev l'tapel. When? He doesn't say when. Nira Hainu da'achshav eino shava pruta. He says if you read the Rambam just straight, it sounds like at the moment you find it, if it's not worth a shava pruta. Which means that it's regardless of what the status is, b'shas aveda, which seems to be not like the Gemara. V'rambam kapagad alachim be'e sosam ma'od v'kosav aveda she'en b'shava pruta eino chayv v'tapel. Nira haino da'achshav eino shava pruta. V'lo feirish b'feirish after shava pruta mikom makom im lo ha'isa b'shas aveda shava pruta mikom makom im lo ha'isa b'shas aveda shava pruta eino tzorch lahachzir. V'chidish yoyser is that for kalvahoven or what? I don't think so, no? What? So what? Why is the Rambam now? He says none of the noise I can't talk about it. He says v'ayim b'perikid malachim b'perikid alachas lo mucha klav din zeh. There was the din of the Gemara is not clear in the Rambam. V'tzorchi and shesosam ma'ay. The Rambam just says enosh shavapruta. He does not discuss the intricacies of the Gemara. Shavapruta b'shas aveda b'shavapruta b'shas mitziah. V'lo on the bazeh noisei kelov. Yes. The Noisei Kelim didn't talk about it, but if you look in the footnote, the Bach talks about it. Now the Bach says you have to look at a Gemara in Bab Metzia Nun Hayam and Aleph. So it's an important Gemara there. The Gemara says Chamisha Prutai saying. The Gemara says there are five Prutas. So there is a Mishnah that lists five cases of Prutas. Nun Hayam and Aleph Bab Metzia. So the five cases of Prutas, let's see if I remember them. Isha is one in the Mishnah. Yeah. Isha is one pruta. Another pruta is ona. Another pruta is hektesh, fechil hektesh, meila.
Aveda.
Aveda is another pruta, right? And gzela is another pruta. So the Gemara says that's the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says Levi had a different limud. Levi left out some and added something. Levi added Yeshivas Hadayonim. He's a shava pruta. So the Gemara says, why in the world did Levi list Yeshivas Dayanim, and why doesn't our Mishnah list Yeshivas Dayanim? So Gemara says our Mishnah did not list Yeshivas Dayanim because our Mishnah listed Gezel b'shava pruta. So if you know that Gezel requires a shava pruta, Rashi explains, you would know that no Bezin is going to sit on anything less than a shava pruta if Gezel requires a shava pruta. However, the Gemara says, if Gezel is listed, why is Aveda listed? Why does it say Aveda b'shava pruta? So the Gemara says, I need to list Aveda, because in the case where you found an Aveda, that was a shava pruta, and when you found it, it was a shava pruta, but between the time you found it and the time you were machriz, it went down in value. So the Bach says, if you look at that Gemara pretty clearly seems to indicate that the determining factor is Shas Metziah. So that Gemara on Nun Hey may be Chalik on the Gemara in Chav Zayin. So the Bach says the Rambam is rather interpreting and going towards the Gemara on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, which seems to indicate that Avedas Bepruta, that meaning it's only a question for Shas Metziah. So the Bach says it's Machlokas HaSugyas, and as we know very often, the Derech HaRambam is not to necessarily reconcile Sugyas, but to say very often it's a Machlokas HaSugyas, and the Rambam is passing like the Sugya on Nun Hey Amud Aleph. That's the Bach's approach, to look on the Sugya on Nun Hey Amud Aleph. So that would mean that the Rambam may only require it to have a value of a Shavu Pruta B'Shas Metziah. So for instance, if B'Shas Aveda it did not have Shavu Pruta, and B'Shas Aveda it did have a Shavu Pruta, the Rambam would agree with that. But if it did have a value of a Shavu Pruta B'Shas Aveda, and later B'Shas Metziah it did not have a value, the Rambam would say against the Gemara Chav Zayin, you are in Chayav Lahachzer. The Rambam seems to be indicating I need a Pruta B'Shas Metziah, period. That probably is based on the Gemara on Nun Hey Amud Aleph, which is the Mishnah that says Chamisha Prutais Hain, and one of them is Aveda. Vayen Shas Bav Metziah Chavavim Beis Mavur Chiluk Dinim. There's a famous Memra on Chavavim Beis, which I'll mention in a moment, which brings different scenarios. Ben Nachol Lifnei Yeush Almanas LeGoizla or Almanas LeHashiva VeInicha Arach Yeush. If somebody picks up an Aveda before Yeush, either with the intention to steal it or with the intention to return it, and then he gives it back after Yeush. Vayein Boramam Kan Perikidat Halacha Vav Vazayin B'Shulchan Aruch Simin Reishon and Tesef Aleph. Al Kapanim Pam Oiver Ala Sei DeHashev V'Pam Ein Oiver El Alav DeLo Suchal. I must mention that Gemara because it's a very yesodistic Gemara. It could be the most important Gemara in Eilat Metziah in terms of telling you the Gedarim of all the Yisurim. The Gemara says in Chafavim Beis, Va'amar Rava, Ra Sela Shenafla. I'm walking behind somebody, I see a Sela falls down. The Gemara has three cases. Natal Lifnei Yeush Almanas L'Goizla. The guy picks it up before Yeush with the intent to steal it. Iver Bekulam. Iver Beloy Sigzal. Iver Beloy Suchal Isalim. Iver Beharshev Teshivim. Because he picked it up. Almanas Legoyza. He's Iver Besholosh. Sigzal Lo Suchal Isalim. Harshev Teshivim. Ve'im Yohivle. Ve'im Heshiv La'achar Yeush. And if after Yeush he returns it to the Bailim, Eino ela matana ba'alma. He is right va'avad yisurim. It's only a matana ba'alma, and he's over all the yisurim. So Tosfos says, I don't understand something. Lo yisigzol is a lav hanita klasei, and if there's a lav hanita klasei, he's returning it. Furthermore, if he's matakein lo yisigzol with giving it back, Allah v'nitach la'aseh, he should also be metakim harshiv teshivim. V'yesh loymar taisus is ein hachinami. Matana ba'al ma yohiv le is only going on lo sucha l'salim. Meaning, on harshiv teshivim and lo sigzol, he is metakim. And when the Gemara says matana ba'al ma yohiv le, it's only going on lo sucha l'salim. Very interesting lashon in taisus. Taisus says, "Nay shechazru la'achir liyesh." Mashma coined to Taisus that if he would pick it up almanas legoizla and be over all three and return it before Yeush, he'd be matakim even lo sucha lisal. That has to do with Tzvi's question that he asked. Let's say someone picks up an aveda, right, and he decides he's not returning it. Then he decides a little later, you know what? Let me return it. I made a mistake. Is he over lo sucha l'salim? So according to Tosfos, as long as he returns it before Yeush, then it is considered to be what? He's not over lo sucha l'salim. But anyway, that's Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara. Case number two. Ra'as el shenafla v'not l'lifnei Yeush al manas l'hachzira. The guy goes ahead and picks it up initially with the intent to return it. But what happens is the guy is now, then he decides later on he's going to keep it. The Gemara says he's over b'hashiv teshivim and lo suchal yisalim, but he's not over lo sigzo. And then the guy's meyayish. The Gemara says yeyush does not work, and he's over lo suchal yisalim and hashiv teshivim. Two interesting points in the Gemara. First of all, he's not over lo sigzo, because if he picked it up almanas lach zira and then later he decides to keep it, there's no lo sigzo, which is interesting. The Gemara is mashma that if a guy picks up something and it has it in his house and decides while in his house he's not returning it, having it in his house and keeping it is not an issur lo sigzol, since the original picking up was almanas lach zira. You need a maisa gzela or a maisa geneva, and he did not have that, because when he picked it up initially, he picked it up almanas lach zira. Which goes into a very interesting question. It's the Gemara and Bava Yenom and Beis I was thinking about. The Gemara and Bava Yenom and Beis says, it's chatzar mishum shlichas or chatzar mishum yad. So the Gemara says, chatzar cannot be mishum shlichas, because the Gemara says, himatzi timatzi biyad aganav. What's the double lashon? Himatzi timatzi, the Gemara Yenom and Beis, Bava Metziah says, yado I know, Chatzero, Karpipo, or whatever, Minayan. How do I know, even if he doesn't take it with his hand, but he steals something with a Chatzer, or his Karfev, his land, or his acreage, he's still over Gzela? Talmud Lomer, he matze, ti matze, mikol mako. Meaning you could do a Maisa Gzela even with your Chatzer. So Rashi's, and therefore it can't be that Chatzer is Mishum Wat Shlichas, because then Shlichas Dvar Aver. That's the Gemara. So the question is, what's the scenario that a guy is stealing with his chatzar? So Rashi says, v'nol befanel. An animal comes into your chatzar and you close the door. The concise is madaik in that Rashi. But the Rashi is telling you there's no way to be over a maisa gzela or geneva unless you do a maisa. You have to close the door. There's a Rashba I found in Ksubis Lamed Vav or Lamed Hamed Beis, which says it's not true. If an animal walks into your chatzer, even if you don't, you actually close it. But you don't report the animal lost and you keep the animal. If you then do tevich and mechira, it's not a maisa mazik, the Rashba says. It's a maisa dalad vehe. Because just by having the animal in your chatzer and not returning it, you're over maisa gzela. I was thinking this Gemara is a pretty good raya against the Rashman like Rashi, right? Because this Gemara is saying what? If he picks it up, lifnei yosh almanas lach zira, and he takes it into his house, and he decides later to keep it in his house and not return it, he's not over gzela. He's only over harshev teshive melosu chalisale. Why isn't he over gzela according to Rashba? It's in his chatzar he decides to keep it. Mashma like Rashi, you can't be over gzela unless you do a maisa geneva gzela. That's point number one. Point number two is there's a very important famous Ramban on this Gemara who says, I don't understand the Ramban says. The guy picks it up to return it, and it's in his house, and he hasn't done a Maisa Gzela. Then the guy at home is Miyayish. Why can't he keep it? The Ramban says. Because Ramban says, Bi'isura Asliyadeh. What does that mean, Bi'isura Asliyadeh? The Ramban says, normally with the Gemara in Bava Kama Samach Vavam and Aleph says, B'Yisura Asliyadeh means that the Gemara has Nibaya, does Yeyush work by Geneva? So the Gemara says, maybe Yeyush does not work by Geneva because B'Yisura Asliyadeh. So the Ramban says, it's also here B'Yisura Asliyadeh, but the Ramban's Mechadesh. What does B'Yisura Asliyadeh mean by an Aveda? It means like this, the moment he picks it up, Almanas Lach Zira, he becomes a Shomer Aveda. Yad Shomer ke Yad Bailam. And it's as if the object is in the Rishus of the Bailam. And the Ramban says a Yisoid, very important Yisoid of Muhammad and the Sugya, it's impossible to be Miyaish if something is still in your Rishus. And since the fellow picked it up with the intent Lach Zira, the fellow picked it up became a Shomer Aveda, and Yad Shomer Aveda ke Yad Bailam. The object is as if it's in the Baal's Rishus, and Yeyush does not work on anything that's in your Rishus. So there's a long tzais on this that says, according to Ramban, let's say somebody loses something in Shul, in Beis Knesses. Since everyone in the community owns the Beis Knesses, would you say Yeyush would not work according to the Ramban? because the guy has a certain bias in the Beis Knesset, and Yeyosh does not work on something that's in your Rishus. So Sois goes through many scenarios, but that's the Ramban's Yisoy. Interesting idea the Ramban has. Yeyosh is inconceivable, the Ramban says, if something is in your Rishus. Meaning if someone lost something in his couch, and he says, Vaili Chisor and Kis, the Yeyosh is not Chal, according to the Ramban. That's the Ramban Shita. The Ron here in the Sugya does not like the Ramban. He says, no. Yisra Asli Yadeh means, like by Geneva, the minute you steal something, I have a Chi of Hashava. So to the minute you picked up something here, you have Hashif Teshive. That Chi of Hashava does not allow Yeyosh to be Chal. So the Machlekes Ron and Ramban, why if I pick something up before Yeyosh Almanas Lach Zira, Yeyosh does not Chal? Is it because it's like it's in my Rishus and Yeyosh is not chal anything in my Rishus Ramban? Or the Ramban, I have a Chi of Hashava like Geneva Gzela. That's case number two. Case number three is a Gara Sel Shenofla, a guy sees a seller that falls and he waits there until the Baal's Miyash. He doesn't pick it up. The Gemara says, Oiver below Sucha Lisale. He's over only on one Esser, Lo Sucha Lisale. And the Ran and other Rishonim bring this as a raya against the Ramban. They bring this as a raya for the Ramban. The Ramban says that you're not over the Ramban says you're not over the Isser of Harshif Teshivim until you pick something up. Until you pick something up, the Ramban says there's no Isser of Harshif Teshivim. They bring a raya. The Ran says this Gemara is a raya from the Ramban. Because if I just stand there and I wait for the guy to be Miyayish, Yeyosh is Chal, Mashma coin to the Ran, there was no Chi of Hashava, correct? Because I didn't pick it up. Secondly, the Gemara says, I'm only over Lo Sucha Lehisalim, I am not over Hashav Teshivim. Mashma this Gemara like the Ramban, this Gemara is a good Raya from the Ramban, that there is no mitzvah Hashav Teshivim unless you pick it up.
As opposed to who?
As opposed to all the other Rishonim who hold as a mitzvah teshivim the minute you see it. And they arise from the Gemara's we learned. The Gemara says, a Kayin, you might think that a Kayin could go by Beis HaKvaras, let the Aseh of Hashav Teshivim be Doich Lelos Aseh Bal Yitoma. The Gemara says, no, Ein Aseh of Hashav Teshivim Doich Lelos Aseh and the Aseh of Hashav Teshivim. So the other Rishonim say, you're talking about a Kayin going into the Beis HaKvaras. How could he have the Aseh of Hashav Teshivim? He hasn't picked it up yet. So Ramban says it must be the guy picked it up and dropped it in the Beis HaKvaras. That's the Ramban's Ukimta over there. But other Rishonim say that's not Pashup Pshad in the Gemara without an Ukimta. Pashup Pshad is that the Chiv of Hashav Teshivim is Chal on you the minute you see it. Otherwise, how could the Gemara entertain, let the Aseh of Hashav Teshivim be Doich Lelo Saseh of Bal Titoma? So the big machlekes Rishonim, where the Hashav Teshivim is the moment you see it, or it's only after you pick it up. Machlekes Ramban and other Rishonim.
Shnei Lavin. It's going to be over Shnei Lavin.
Why Shnei Lavin?
Lois Salam Gamkin, you're going to be over.
Lois Suchal Salam, yes, but what's the other Lav?
Lois Suchal Salam, but Marta Gamkin Hashem Asaveda.
It's not a Lav. Hashav Teshivim is an Aseh.
Okay.
So machlekes Ramban and other Rishonim, Hashav Teshivim is Chal from the minute you see it. Or Hashav Teshivim is only once you pick it up. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Lashon HaShulchan Aruch is mashma the minute you see it, you have Hashav Teshivim and Lo Sucha Lesalim on you. Okay. That's a big machlokes, you should know. Venira, and it's very in the Katan Shig Bia Mitzia Kodem Yesh, Va'achach Nisyashu, Habailim, Va'achareiz, and Nisgadal HaKatan, Lo Shaykh Dinam Halol Klal. Hein benot la'amas l'goyzo, la'amas l'hashiva. Ayem b'ramban b'machomis that I mentioned to you. Da'avei shomer aved. The chozman shu b'yad katan, ha'vele kamunach al gabe kaka. V'lo shaykh b'yisura asli yodei, d'lo ha'avei shomer aved. So interesting, a cotton picks up an aveda with any intent. Cotton sees an aveda, he's a kid, he doesn't know. He picks it up, almanas, let's say, to keep it. Then the fellows miya'esh, is Yeyosh Chal, can the cotton now keep it after he learns Ela Metzias? The Allah is yeah. Because what's the whole reason Yeyosh is not Chal? Say according to the Ran, Ban Yerushalayim and Aveda. Say according to the Ran, there's a Chi of Hashava. When he picked it up, he wasn't Chayiv in Mitzvahs, there's no Chi of Hashava. Correct? According to the Ran, Ban, he has to be a Shomer Aveda. And a cotton can't be a shomer, it's not a bar das. Therefore, whatever the reason is, Yerush is not chal, would not apply to a cotton. That's what he says. Although I question this.
So it's
okay?
A pella. So it's a shtickle pella. So what we're saying is the following. The cotton picks it up kaidim yish.
Right.
The bottle is misyayish, and he's not dying a cotton. He's still a cotton. At that moment, mitam mitzvah he has a chiyav to be meshiv. All of a sudden, he becomes a gadol. So the chiyav chinach is no longer on him, and the chiyav altzgadol is no longer on him. So now it's paka. Chayra, no? When he's a cotton, altzchinach, chayra, he has a chiyav to return it. When becomes a once he's nisgadol, then that the chiyav chinach is paka, and there's no etzim chiyav because the ma'aseh it's munach lagaber hayim munach lagaber kaka, and there was yish. So the halacha changes, chayra, no?
Very interesting.
Would you agree to that?
He doesn't mention chinach, which is interesting here at all. Interesting, his scenario. His scenario is like this. I was wondering about this. His scenario is, what's his scenario? The cotton picks the Aveda up as a cotton, correct? Listen to the way he sets up the scenario. Then there's yesh before he becomes a gadol.
Because if there's no yesh before he becomes a gadol, so then it's taka, you know, the chepet shel chaver munach biyado. So then Avadi has a chiyav hashav. I was wondering,
is that a dover pasha?
That's dover pasha.
So let's talk about that case. Let's talk about the case. The cotton picks it up. He does the ma'isak bo, correct? He takes it home. He then has bar mitzvah.
Right.
Tremendous bar mitzvah celebration, correct? He comes home. Then at that moment he becomes a shomer aveda. See, the reason Yeyosh doesn't work according to Ramban is because he's a shomer aveda. So that's it. He becomes a shomer aveda. He's got an aveda. He becomes a shomer aveda.
Then he's got a chiv of hashava, also got a lot.
So it depends. The Ran says the Yisuras lo yadi is a chiv hashava. So just by having the fellow's object in your rishus, you have a chiv hashava. L'chari, you're correct. And this becomes a shomer aveda. So I think you're right. I think it's a davar pashut that if he picks it up as a cotton, he becomes a gadol and has a bar mitzvah, comes home. Then it clicks in. I think so.
Right.
And Yeyosh would then not work.
Right. The more interesting thing is what I proposed. When he's a cotton, he has a mitzvah to return it, even l'achar Yeyosh. Once he becomes a gadol, then the chiyav chinuch is off, and there's no chiyav to return it at all.
So this is a new spin on the bar mitzvah pshetel.
Very interesting.
This is a new spin on you become a gadol during Tzvir Soimer, right? There's another.
Right.
Because that's the question during Sefer Soimer, whether the Rabbanon Chiyuv of Chinuch can somehow morph or transition into a Daraisa. So here you want to know, can the cotton's Chiyuv Chinuch somehow go ahead and slide into a Daraisa? Interesting, I don't know.
What if it gets lost during the time when he's still a cotton? He has the bed in his house, he's still a cotton.
He has it in his house, the cotton, right? He's no chiv, he was no shomer. Cotton can't be a shomer no matter what.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
It's no chiv, a shomer by cotton. He might have a chiv chinuch on himself or his father, but you can't hold him responsible for anything. Lomi by inemor the cotton.
It's no chiv, a shomer. So the use works, and then it's no
right.
Chinuch. No, but then it didn't chinuch for himself. He wanted a cotton. If he's meyayish, when he's a cotton. So at this point, there's no chiyuv.
No, but the question is, why would Yeyosh work or not work? So according to the Ran, it's because there's a pre-existing chiyuv hashava. So Avrami is saying, from the moment he picks it up, he's got a chiyuv derabana to go ahead and return it. So why isn't that chiyuv or derabana enough to create yisura be yisura asli yadeh and prevent the Yeyosh from taking place?
Because midaraisa Yeyosh.
So you're saying on a deraisa level, Yeyosh takes place,
right?
Correct.
It takes to a deraisa level, therefore it goes off the din chinuch, falls off automatically right away while it's a cotton falls off. If the deraisa level takes effect,
it's possible to say that chinuch is everything that he would have to do as a gadol, he has to do as a cotton. So if as a gadol he picked it up before yesh and alacha yesh, he still has a chiyuv to return it. Yisur diyosu liyadeh. So to here, what we're suggesting is that once he becomes a gadol, chiyuv chinuch is paka. And he has no etzim chiv as a gadol to return it anymore.
Chiv chinuch will fall before.
Why?
Because the midaraisa it's yush. So midaraisa right now is a cotton. So now there's no more din chinuch. At that point, does the chinuch?
Interesting.
Not sure. It's an interesting question.
It's interesting.
Yesh lo dun. Very interesting. Okay. Lomi baya. Everyone have it. We're up to Shin Chav Zayin. Everyone have. We're switching pages. Lo mi baye im namor the cotton in a zoch be mitzia klal. Apo ben shazoch bo hamotza kevin be en yad le cotton. In other words, first of all, if you're going to tell me the cotton's not zoich, there's nothing to talk about, of course. Ayein besimun reish mogim, because a cotton cannot be zoich in a mitzia, correct? Because the only way a cotton could be kind of something was dasa or cheres makna. The mogim she'ein dasa cheres makna zoch rak ben dacha shalom. There's only a din derabanan born in the fifth parak of Gittin that says that if a cheres shed of a cotton picks up a mitzia, I'm not allowed to take it from him. Right, the law, because we're the law mitzvah, but you don't want people to start fighting in the streets whenever a chereshet v'kodin picks a mitzvah. So midraban, they said, leave it with him. But there is no real kinyan midraisa. Ela afudas hashach sham siv katan vav the zoicha min haTorah be'igil onos ubetolus. So this question about a cotton having to do with chashava, it's a davar parshat that if he picks it up and there's no zechia, that it's nothing. It's as if it's in the street, correct? But according to the Shach, correct, who says that when a child becomes to a certain age, even though it's not a gadol, close to being a gadol, a child has understanding, the Shach Shita is like some Rishonim, that coming to a certain age of understanding, there might be Kinanim Doraisa. Mikomakom, even though that cotton is like, has is like Mufal Samach Leish, has come to a certain stage where there might be Kinanim Doraisa, nevertheless, even though he picks up the mitzvah, he's kaina. Mikoma kom lo shach amanas la gozla amanas la shiva. Diye kashemar aveda came into in lo das. Meaning, even though he has kinyonim, he can't be a shemar aveda. Interesting. The chiluk, that there is a dindo rights that he can do kinyonim. But there's no dindo rights that it can be a shemar. Why would you make that chiluk? Maybe because why is a cotton potter from shmirah? It's exerus a kasev, right? Ki yiten, what's the pasuk in Mishpatim we just had it?
Kesef kelim.
What?
Kesef kelim lishma.
Right. So prava cotton. So if it's a gerus hakasuf, then I understand even though he can do kinyonim, he can't be a shomer. But is there a svara to say even though he can do kinyonim, he can't be a shomer? Maybe. Maybe a shomer requires more das. Vavikamunach bekarko mahani yeyashim hayakodim gatlos. V'chein benatla b'yeyashulomi das. Similar, if you picked it up with Yehu Shalom Midas, which is what we pass and does not work. Vayem b'shach simen reis samaches if cotton bays, dimbala chatzera koidem yeush. The mevi deasim chatzera havik yada vahavik ebala yada lifnei yeush. What happens if the guy's aveda falls and someone kicks it into your chatzer? Would you say that since it's in my chatzer, it's like yado and it's as if it's bala yada lifnei yeush? So if you're going to tell me, like the Ran, that's the Chiyav HaShavah, that doesn't lay years to be Chal, do what do you think I have a Chiyav HaShavah just because something is lying in my yard and I'm unaware of it? Now you might say, Chotash Ha'adam Kainer Shalom Midaitai, but does that mean that Lifnei Yeosh makes me a Shemar Aveda? I think it's a little difficult to say. I think it's difficult to say now that the Chiyav HaShavah, V'yesh Sovrim De'ena B'yada. Ayein shom v'adram aruch mi. Koma kom b'kot nirali to lo havi kebali yodo klal. Havi kemunach od al gabi karka ad shehigdil, right? V'lo yanti heit v'basi rak la'or lahaskir. V'chein b'shoyto b'cherish dehem b'vada en ham yad klal. B'frad shoyto. V'naf kemina im nispachu achichachu basi rak la'or. So again, a shoyto, a cherish and a shoyto would have the same did. That when they pick something up, there is no chiyav hashavah, they do not become a shomer. Therefore, Yeush has a chalais. And therefore, a third party could come along and now pick it up. Because there is nothing stopping Yeush from being chal. V'im Eved Kenani, this is very interesting. Is Eved Kenani have a chiyav of hashavah? So I would say b'chori yes, because an Eved Kenani is hokish to who? It's hokish to an isha. So he's only a part from mitzvah shesh as man grama. So a lav of lo suchal and for sure it's chayv, it's a lav. And l'chayr Hashem Saveda davar pashit is what? Is it an asay shalom as man grama? I'm not sure if it's one of the cases listed in Kedushin, but the Gemara in Kedushin Lamedal and Alf lists a number of mitzvah asay shalom as man grama. I'm not sure if it's one of the cases listed, but l'chayr it is a davar pashit that Hashem Saveda is a mitzvah asay shalom as man grama. So I'm not sure why he's making such a big idea here.
The Gemara over there said Aveda also.
Yeah, it does. That's one of the cases there. He's still learning Kiddushin? He's been learning Kiddushin for years?
No, I learned this is the third time.
Okay, third time, right. Seems you always
I just started.
It seems every time I pass by Tom Razuz, Tom Stam. Right, okay.
That's what they're asking me to learn with them at night.
This is a phenomenal question that he's posing.
Yeah, let's see. Which one? Kanani?
Yes. Let's think about that for a second.
Well, let's read the whole case, no?
Okay, yeah.
If you may have a Kanani, he can be a Metzia Kodam Yeush Velonis Vibal Abalav Ar Achiesh. Efshin Bahavik Khod, right? They're talking about the Bailam of the Eva Kanani.
No, that's right.
Not the Eva Kanani. Efshin Bahavik Khod.
Not the Bailam of the Aveda.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
In other words, do you say that when the Eva Kanani picks it up, it reverts to the Baal of the Eva Kanani to create a Chiyuv in the Baal of the Eva Kanani? So Luchar is a double partial to Eva Kanani is Chayiv, don't you think? And wouldn't you think his Chiyuv short circuits the Chiyuv of the Baal? After the Havik Chotzer v'Tol B'Shitas Hanal Hamuvur B'Shachsim Reisam Chesed Kan Beis. Oh, after came to Bardas Shayach Shaper B'Yisura. Oh, Shomer Avedu Basi Raklas Kolav. Go ahead. What do you think?
Okay. So first of all, David Kanani has no possibility of being kind of Latzma, right?
Correct.
He can't be kind of Kol Shmana Kanashana Eved Kanabalov.
Correct.
So now the question is. Now the question is, so the Eved Kanani picks it up, and so it goes to his Bailam. So first of all, can the Eved Kanani return it without the Rishus of his Bailam? That's question number one.
Very interesting. It's a good question.
Both Mitzvah to return it.
Okay, so.
Why is there a Kenyan issue?
Well, the question is, if there's no Kenyan at all, if there's no Kenyan, so then if there's Yish before the Bailam finds out about it, so then it belongs to the Bailam. That's what we're dealing with over here, right?
Yeah. What's scenario?
If the Eved Kanani has no Kenyan la'atzmo,
why is a Kenyan even an issue? I don't understand. Picks it up, he has a mitzvah to return.
In other words, David, when the Eved Kanani picks it up, you could view it as being an extension of the his adon's hand.
I said, but why is the Kenyan relevant or just has a mitzvah to return? Why is the
Who did the Maisa HaGbal on the mitzvah? Was it the Eved or was it the adon?
The Eved has to return. Why is there a Kenyan issue? He just has to return it. Why is Kenyan relevant?
Because you need a Maisa HaGbal, let's say for sure, according to the Ramban. Right. You need a Maisa HaGbal to be Chayv and Hashem Teshivim, correct?
Is that a Kenyan?
L'chol, you have to do a Maisa
Kenyan. Say Maisa Kenyan and go to his Bailam.
So when the Eved Kanani picks it up, Rav Rami is saying, do we view that as the Adam picking it up? Or is
if
there...
If the Adam didn't find out about it before Yish, can the Adam keep it? Can the Adam keep it now?
You have 2 days, you're saying. It's one here, we have 2 days.
Right. In other words, the Adam didn't know about it. It's the mere fact that it's the same. He's saying it could be the same question as if it volachatzero before lufnei of va'achakach nisyaish lufnei before he knew about it before he knew that it was in his chatzer. It's the same question, or not? Now why not?
But what if he doesn't tell it? What if he keeps it to himself? It doesn't tell the master. The master owns it, but he really has no.
So what are two studying here? Sad number one is you view the Eved as being just an extension of the what by of the adon. And whatever you hold about chotzer, meaning someone being in possession of something without knowledge, would be the same question here.
Right.
Oh no! Since the Eved Kanani, even though he has a shiba to who, he's meshuba to his adam. Since he's a bardas, shayach shapir b'yisura aslu yadeh. Correct. Either he's got his own chiyuv hashava here, or he becomes a shomer aveda on his own. That's the other tzad, correct?
So L'chaira, before Yish, he has a Chiyav HaShava, and L'chaira, he can go ahead and return it.
Why does he have a Chiyav? Is it a Kenyan that becomes the
No, but he has a... But he,
why is it his?
No, so it's not a real Kenyan.
I'll ask you another question.
Before Yish, he has a Chiyav to return it, and he can return it without the Rishus of his Baal. Without the Rishus of his Baal. He has a Chiyav to return it. Now the question is, after Yish, does his Chiyav HaShava survive, and if it belongs to the Bailam now, and it's legitimately the Baal, so the Baal doesn't have a Chiyav to return it at all?
Did he become a Shomer Aveda?
Right.
Can Can, by the way, can ever Kenani become a shomer? In general question, can ever Kenani, does ever Kenani have enough independence to say, I'll be a shomer chinam?
Why not? Because he can't, he can't mount from an ever Kenani. He has nothing. He's got no assets.
More than assets, his work is not...
Right, and he's mishumet to his bialim anyway. You need the rishus bialim. That's right, he can't do anything without the rishus bialim.
So according to the Ramban, you don't get started here, because according to the Ramban, he says the whole reason that Yerush doesn't work is because the guy becomes a Shomer Aveda. Exactly. So according to the Ramban, if the Ever Kenani picks it up before Yerush, then Yerush should still be Chal. Because according to the Ramban, Surah Asli Yodeh is only that it's in my Rishus because the fell's a Shomer Aveda. So if you don't think an Ever Kenani ever has the independence to be Shomer Aveda, there's nothing to discuss.
Except that he's the Rishus Bailam, and maybe the Bailam is de facto a Shomer Aveda. That's the question. No, that's part of
right, the question. Right, and like then it would revert.
Like Chatzar.
Then it would be revert to the first Tzad, which would be like Chatzar.
Right,
and exactly. Whether if a person is in possession of something without his knowledge, does that trigger any Chiyuvim? That's the question. But what about the other Tzad, that Yisura Asli Yadeh, and the Yerush is not chal because there's a chiv hashiv teshivim. Would you say that the Ever Kenani is chayiv in mitzvahs, and therefore he has enough independence of chiv ha-mitzvahs? Meaning in a very, very wide, and I hate to do this, you know, hashkafic idea. He's got two masters. His master on this earth and his other master that gives him mitzvahs. Would you not say that the mitzvahs supersede whatever obligations he has to his master on this world, and the chiyuv ha-mitzvah hashiv teshivim kicks in or not?
I would say that lifnei yish he has a chiyuv hashava, but after yish...
No, once according to the Ran or the Rishon, once you have a chiyuv hashava, that's it.
That's the yish cannot be chal. No. Let's say I pick up a mitzvah before lifnei yish, right. And I have a chiyuv hashava.
Correct. Yerush is not chal because they chiv hashava going to the Ran.
Right, but that's only on me. That's a gavra didi.
You mean like yesh and shinu shos?
Right. Let's say it goes to somebody else. Let's say now somebody's misyayish and somebody else gets it. So what's the chiv of that other person?
That would be no worse than geneva where yesh and shinu shos is kinda. Be no worse than geneva. If a guy stole something and a guy's misyayish, he can't keep it. If you hold yesh b'chdi lo kani. But everyone agrees, if you steal from somebody in the Baal's Miyayish, I can now transfer to another person, Yesh and Shinu Rishus would work. So by Aveda, it should be the same thing.
Right. So that's why the Bailim, the fact that the Eved has a Chiyuv Hashava doesn't transfer to the Baal. And if there was Yesh before, if there was Yesh, and then the Baal found out about it, so maybe you could just take it.
So by the way, this is my colleagues from Ramban and Ran. According to Ramban, who holds, once you pick it up in your Shomer Aveda, there's no Chalos Yesh at all. Not just that Yesh doesn't work for me because my personal Chiv Hashava. The Ramban holds there's no Chalos Yesh.
Right.
Because anything that's in my Rishus, Yesh cannot be Chal. So according to Ramban, Shomer Aveda prevents Yesh from having any impact at all for anybody. According to other Rishonim, Yesh is Chal. My personal Chiyuv Hashava prevents me from taking advantage of Yesh.
Right.
So if you're going to tell me it becomes a Shomer Aveda, all bets are off.
Good.
But if you're going to tell me it's my own personal Chiyuv Hashava, then you're right. The Bailam should be no worse than Yesh and Shinu Rishus. L'chair. Interesting question. So you're opining that for sure an Eved Kenani cannot be a Shomer. An Eved Kenani cannot say, I'll be your Shomer Chinam, a Shomer Tzachar. That's what you're saying.
That's
fine. I wonder if there's a clear marker for that. That's interesting. If it ever can only become Kabum Bashar and Shimer. Anyway, let's finish up with the last paragraph and we're done with this. I don't want to say done, but then we've completed the Minchas Chinuchanis Mitzvah. Va'aveda Midas. So very often the Gemara says that if a guy throws something in the garbage or he does something where he discards something and he clearly shows no concern for his own object, there's no chiyuv for me to return it because the guy is doing an aveda midas. So here the Minchas Chinuch brings a very interesting halacha. Is aveda midas a new halacha that's mufka from hashava, or is it just a form of hefker? Ein zokach lahachzir. Mikol makom aser lita la'atzmo de'enu hefker. That's the Rambam sheet. It's not a Maisa Hefka, but rather it's just a Patur or Mufka from Hashavas HaVeda. Because the Pasuk says, meaning that the animals disappear from you, not that you consciously somehow discarded it. So the Rambam learns it's not a Maisa Hefka. Nafkamina is, there's no Chi of Hashavah, but I cannot be Zaycha. So could you ever be Zaycha? Because the Chorod is not going to be Yeush, correct? Because the guy discarded it, showed no care for it. Ein zokek lahachzim, kumo also litol atzmo, deinu hefka. Kach das haramba. Vatur besimen rei samach alef, cholak tahavi hefka, vayem b'shonor sham siv dalet b'achroinim. So what's interesting is the machlok is how to learn aved midas.
Mas lor shel haramba?
What?
What is the story from the haramba?
It's a mufka, it's a mafkiya from the chiyuv. It's a miyut in the chiyuv, Hashav Saveda. Hashav Saveda is nidachim. It has to be nidach or nevad mimena. If it's aveda midas, the fellow that's not taking care and he leaves something and he's negligent with it, then he says that's mufka from the chiyuv Hashav Saveda. Hashav Saveda is only if a person lost something. So it's not nevad.
What was that? He still owns it? Even if he threw it to the garbage, he still owns it?
He owns it, but there's no chiyuv to return it to him.
So can you ever take possession of it? Meaning, is it possible to have now a yeish later? Or at what time does the guy say, it doesn't sound, it sounds like this.
He threw it into the bin. What's he going to do more?
So the question is, it's in limbo forever? This object is in limbo? According to the Rambam, what's the status of this object? It stays like that forever? Forever it's this object that we all look at and we don't return. And we say to the guy, you're thinking, I'll leave it there. And the guy keeps saying, forget it, I'm not interested. And we never can pick it up. According to Rambam, it's a limbo object. That doesn't make any sense, does it? There's got to be some point where the Rambam may agree that what? That could be Zuch, but I'm not sure when that point is. It's unclear to me. So I did not research that. Okay.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.